Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Colavito moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitfield moves to third. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Camilli moves to second. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Dignan. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Camilli scores. Savarin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Savarin scores. Brinkman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing third base. Ken McMullen now playing first base. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. the Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Alves. Savarin moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Savarin scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Senators. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.